I don't plan to take but just a few moments of time. Thankful to be here this morning, and so thankful to see each one of you that are out here today.
Lord, help God, we pray.
When we called this mission last night, I asked the Lord, it came back to my mind, Brother Jim, last night or this morning, if we ask of him anything, we better ask, believing what we ask. But I ask him to send people out here today, and
Lord, have God.
Not only to here, but to all of the places scattered throughout this land. Those that desire to worship him. That God would bless each one of them, wherever they might be. And
Lord, help God, we pray.
And that he would send ministers to minister to them. Minister to their needs. You know, we serve one this morning that knows all things.
Yes, Lord. Help God, we pray.
The Bible tells us that it's God that searches the hearts of men and tries their reins. And he knows the very thoughts, knows the intent of the heart. Heart searcher and a rain trier. And I don't know this morning, we've got these brethren here, and I don't plan to stand but this short while, but I would hope this morning that we could all be engaged in prayer. Send up a little petition this morning. You know, I thought about, I don't know today, how many here may not know the Lord. I hope that everybody does, Brother
Lord,
Hurley.
God, we pray.
But you know, especially to the church this morning, we need to be up and about the Father's business. There's no, as I sat here and listened to Brother Lonnie this morning, my heart went out to young people that such a trying time for them.
Bless him, Lord.
Not only the children that are at a small age, we all hear on TV, these things Brother Lonnie, they spoke of this morning, it's a reality, Brother Hurley. Mm-hmm. Teachers that are out there, a lot of them are not qualified to teach our children. I'm not saying that all teachers are bad, Brother Lonnie, but we hear throughout this land, you know, this gay thing. It's throughout this land. No wonder Brother Lonnie spoke this morning about Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the very thing that God destroyed that city for. Those people had turned the men to the men and the women to the women. Think about this, brethren. What a sad time it is this morning for our children. I worry about them. As I get older, my heart begins to fear for those little ones that's coming up in this life.
Lord, help God, we pray.
Brother Hurley, this is not a political thing this morning, but our hearts ought to be heavy today. Not only the little ones that's coming up this morning, but all of these young families. Brother Hurley, you know that as we get older, our life is nearly run, brethren. But our prayers goes up for these young families this morning. Because they got a heavy load. And I've found in my life when my load has been heavy, maybe one of the brethren was able to pray in my stead. Brethren, sometimes we get down so low that we can't even call out the way that we would like to. It's no wonder Oh, we cry out this morning to this great I Am. He's able today. Brother Hurley to move mountains. We pray in the right way. This morning, if there be one lost out here today, cry out unto this great I Am. Let your desires be known unto him this morning. He came down, Brother Lonnie. That God in the flesh, I believe this morning that God unbosomed his Son. And let him come down to this low ground of sorrow. To suffer and to die to make the offering a perfect offering. Amen. Back under the law. They offered up blood, Brother John. It had to be a perfect blood sacrifice to take away the sin of the world this morning. And I'm glad that he did that. Because there was a time when he appeared unto me and let me know that I was lost, ruined, and undone. Up to that point, I had no guilty conscience, brethren, but at that point I knew to do good, and did it not, unto me it became sin. And I began to love the darkness rather than light. Brethren, but you know, to try to make it short, brethren, and get out of your way. But you know that one time then, the voice got to be where it was kind of dull to me, because I had hardened my heart and following after old Satan. But there come a time when I got afraid of dying and going down to the world of the lost. And this one that had been by me all of the time, I believe he stood on the outside of the door, begging to come in, and I wouldn't let him in. This morning. But there come a time when I wanted him to come in more than I wanted life itself. Lord, brethren, I'm glad that he came and gave his life. The Bible says that he stood as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. And I'm glad that this lamb made himself manifest to me one last time, Brother Hurley. I cried out from the depths of my heart. All of the things of this world have begun to fade from my eyes, because I could see the lake of fire where that I was going, and I began to turn to him.
Yeah, Lord.
When I was just a youngster, I'm going to soon get out of the way. When I was just a youngster in the Lord, I began to pray about these things, you know. Believing that God must first draw you. You cannot come unto the Lord except my Father who sent me draw you. Amen. Brethren, and I began to pray about these things and wonder about them, Brother Jim. The Lord let me see two little dogs. It was a simple thing that he let me understand. Such a great mystery. When I was just a little boy, I had two little dogs that had magnets in them. And when I would turn these little dogs to face each other, they would come together. I could see how that his spirit drew me, and I refused him for so many years, Brother Hurley. But turn unto him this morning when he's drawing you. Well, Lord, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came for sinner men and women. These brethren up here were no better than I was, no doubt. I was down there in the wrong place and doing the wrong things for so many years. But thanks be to his mercy, Brother Lonnie. He still loved me when I was yet lost and undone. Well, Lord, he loves you this this morning. Stand them with outstretched arms. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Oh, Lord, he's got rest to give to sinner men and women this morning. Oh, Lord, I'm so thankful this morning. The brother mentioned peace somewhere here I heard today. Especially as I get older in this life, I'm so thankful for this peace that's on the inside. Brother Lonnie, I know you've been sick lately, and I thought this morning or last night how that you and Brother Yule, this morning, Brother John, it was just today that I thought about these two old brethren. Had it been so sick amongst us, and how bold and how afraid still yet, but how true they were to their calling and came to the stand last night to stand at their post. Oh, Lord, sisters this morning, brothers and sisters alike, we've all got a post to stand at. And God's got one for you if you're lost this morning. He's got a post for you to stand at, to help defend these little ones, to pray for them, to help defend and pray for these young families today. Oh, what an awful time it is. But you know, this one that we serve this morning is greater than all. He has power over it all this morning. He could call it to an end. I believe he's got a day set apart already for this all to come to an end. But when he calls it to an end, it'll be an end. Those that are ready, what a wonderful time it'll be. Sometimes I get a desire to go home. There's something on the inside that wants to take us out of here, brethren, wants to leave here. But then there's this flesh on the outside that holds their feet to the ground. But you know, when we fall, Brother Lonnie, those are souls of the righteous is going to ascend upward into a heavenly place, right into heaven, to await the day of redemption of the body. Most of us believe pretty much alike, brother. Yeah. Believe the soul, just as Brother Lonnie said this morning, when it was born again, it was made perfect. It's going to heaven, brother. You can't stop that. Brother Jim, I can't stop your soul. That's on the inside from leaving here and going to heaven when you fall. But you know, it's going to wait there. Sometimes we call it a general resurrection, but when the old body, even though it may molder right back to the dust, Brother Lonnie,
it will.
It's going to come out of there fashioned, like unto Jesus' most glorified body, to be reunited with a soul. What a great day it'll be. I'm going to give way, and you better get you a song. And if there be one here today that doesn't know the Lord, when he visits your heart, call upon him. Don't put it off another day. It's too dangerous to live in this world.